You have your Bible, turn with Ezekiel chapter 47. The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 47, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without, unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward, and behold, there ran out waters on the right side." I mean, where else would you expect them to come than on the right side? Praise God. "And when the man had that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000, he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000, he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, it was a river that could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river." I want to preach this morning just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, lingering in the shallows, lingering in the shallows. As we look at this, the Bible tells us, praise God, that the Lord is speaking to Ezekiel, and he begins to lay out the mighty hand of God. He begins to reveal to him that power that comes from above, and he begins to show him a river. I'm glad there's a river, praise God, that flows from God Almighty this morning. And it's called the River of Life. Praise be to God. And I'm glad we can get on that river. Praise God. And God will take us and float us along. Praise God for His glory. He tells us in Revelation 22, in verse number 1, He said, "And He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb." Praise God, I want to see that river one day. Praise God, but I want to tell you today, with the help of the Holy Ghost of God, we can partake of that river of life. Praise God that God has given us. Praise God that we can get on. Glory, hallelujah. And we see how God lays it out, and it comes out of the temple of God. If there's ever going to be water of life, if there's ever going to be any kind of life, it comes from God. All we have in this old world is a failed hope. Praise God if God ain't in it. But when Jesus Christ the Lord is the Lord of our life, and He gives us guidance and leadership, and He brings us up so that He can bring us out. I said He brings us up so He can bring us out. Ain't you glad God don't save you by His marvelous grace and leave you a dangling over your sin? God will bring you out, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, He'll bring you to a place of safety and security, a place of blessed hope. What His hope? Glory, hallelujah. It's that faith with an expectation that we're not the God. We don't have to take care of ourselves. But praise God, there's a God of heaven through the Holy Spirit of God who'll move into us. And Brother Charles talked this morning, and He dwells in us. Praise God, listen, if you don't have the Spirit of God in your life, the Bible said that you're none of His. But praise God, if there's a Spirit of God in your heart and in your life, you say, "Preacher, how I know?" Because the Holy Ghost of God will guide you into the righteousness of God. It's never long to do right, and it's time to do right now. And all we got to do is trust in the Lord, ask Him to move in our lives. Praise God, invite Him to come in. He said, if you'll go, praise God, He's standing on the door outside and knocking. The knob's on your side. He said, if you'd open the door, He'd enter in, and He'd sup with you and you with Him. Amen. Praise God. He said, come and dine. He's got what we need. Talked to a person yesterday, running around to and fro. You know, it's amazing to me when I look at the Word of God and I look at people. And Daniel said in the last days that people would be running to and fro, running here and running there. Don't have time for this and don't have time for that. We don't have time for God. I tell you, I've told you many times, you ain't got time for God, you're too busy. Amen. Somebody say amen or oh me. If we can't make time for God, then we're too busy. three times a week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, a couple of hours. Amen. Praise God. God gives us all week. He gives us our help. He comes to where we are and He gets us up. Praise God. He watches us over, watches over us during the night as we sleep. I told him the other day, praise God, we don't even have to think about breathing. Glory, hallelujah. God does it for us. If you think about it, you'd kill yourself. But glory, hallelujah, there's a God that takes care of us from the time we're conceived in a mother's womb. Praise God. And we become that little person until the time that we go out of here. God Almighty's a watching over us individually. He cares for you.
Amen.
Amen. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Because God Almighty's there. And He's speaking to Ezekiel and He's telling about these waters, praise God, that's a flowing. It's those waters of life, praise God. It comes from a well in another world. Praise God. Jesus said that, John 7 said that it's be waters that's springing up in the life. You know what's wrong with the world today? There's a whole lot of folks claim to be Christians running around dead. Amen. There's not water. There's what not in the water of life in us. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we made a profession without a possession. Jesus Christ is not our Lord and Savior, praise God. We don't have nobody that we're trusted in. Yeah, well, preacher, I'm just trusting myself. Self will let you down, praise God, before you get out of bed in the morning. I've told you before, I have to ask God. I tell God every morning, I said, Lord, I'm doing good. I'm running well. I ain't had no problems. I ain't sinned. I ain't committed no sin at all. But praise God, in a minute, I'm going to throw my feet out of this bed and I need all the help I can get.
Yeah.
Amen. I know how I am. Hello.
Amen.
He said, well, preacher, I wouldn't say that. You're the preacher. Praise God. Hey, let's not, and I need more help than all of you. I fight hell by the acre. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. But there's a God of heaven said He'd be there with me, and I'm going to trust in Him, praise God. And He said He'd bring me through the fire just like He did the three Hebrew children, and He'll plant my feet. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody jump up and shout. He'll plant my feet over in glory one day, Brother Jeff, in just a little while, praise God, and I'll shout and praise like I'd like to. But I can't do it here. I ain't got enough energy. I ain't got enough vitality about me, praise God. One day in a little while, I will have. But notice what he said. He said he brought me again. Verse number one. Under the door of the house. Ain't you glad when God brings you to the door of His house? Amen. Glory, hallelujah. We take so much for granted. You know, it's a privilege and an honor to be sitting here today. It's a privilege and honor to be able to get up and come to the Lord's house. It's a privilege and honor to hear these folks get up and sing the songs and praises of Zion. It's a privilege and honor to be able to read the Word of God and see the God of the Word. Amen. You know what the problem is? Most time we don't see the God of the Word. We hear the Word. We hear the Word. Or we say we listen to the Word, but we don't really hear the Word. It goes in this ear, and it comes out that ear. Now, that's what my wife says I do with her. She said, you just don't listen to me. I said, honey, I just don't hear you. And I could get by with that till I got hearing aids. Amen. The doctor said, well, you just don't, you have problems hearing women's voices and little children. So I said, can I get that in writing? Amen. But what happens so many times, the words are, we listen to the Word, but we don't hear the Word. And it goes from one ear and out the other. But praise God, He said He brought us to the house of the Lord. He said He brought Him. He said not only did He say He brought Him, brought me again, but praise God, He said He brought me out. Amen. He brought me. I'm glad God brought me out one day. I'm glad He brought me out of my sin. Praise God, He brought me out of the world. Praise God, He brought me unto myself, Lord, and helped me to realize where I was and where I need to be, where He'd have me to be. Amen. I'm not my own, praise God. I've been bought with a price. And I'm looking at the portals of glory for my help. Amen. So not only did He bring me out, but praise God, the Bible says that He led me about. Amen. Praise God. Let me tell you what happens to you when you get born again. The Holy Spirit of God begins to lead you about. Holy Spirit of God begins to take you places and keep you from places. Hello?
Amen.
Somebody say amen. I can't go to places I used to go.
Amen.
I can't do the things I used to do. God won't let me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Go hallelujah. He's with me. Praise the Lord. But He said He brings me into those places where there's living waters. Praise God. It's good water. It's flowing. Amen. You ever just get in, praise God, I believe you'd like it. I'm afraid people are scared to death. We live in a day and an era where we've got these different denominations rose up and they say, well, you can't do this, you can't do that, or they'll think you're one of them. I want to say, glory, hallelujah, religion is sending more people to hell than anything. I want to tell you, it's time just to worship God in spirit and truth. That's what God's Word said. That's how He said we're going to worship. If we're going to worship at all, we're going to worship in the spirit and the truth. The Spirit of God and the Word of God. Praise God to make you a child of God that you can shout and praise and give God glory. And it won't bother you, praise God. Amen. I remember a day and a time, praise God, don't go to church. Women would have little old babies and they'd be asleep. And some dear old saint of God, praise God, would break out back there about midways. And she'd say, wow, wow, glory, whoa, glory, praise God. And them little old babies, it didn't bother them a bit. They'd sleep right through it. I pray God, another little old mama would get tore up by God. And she'd pass that baby off to somebody else. And she'd shout a while. I'm telling you, they'd take recess. And they'd just shout and praise God and give Him glory because of who He was and because what they felt down their heart. You say, well, preacher, it's not about feelings. I want to tell you this morning, if the Holy Ghost of God moves in your heart, somebody as big as God moves in your heart, praise God, you can feel Him. Amen. If we ain't careful, we get numb. Amen. We get complacent in our fellowship. It gets to be, remember when you got saved? Man, you remember when the Holy Ghost, I mean, I tell you what, praise God, when you fell in faith, you realized you was an old sinner lost and going to hell. I knew I was going to hell. My Grandpa Massey preached over about hell and the fires of hell and the pits of hell and the fire and the smoke of hell. And as a little 7-year-old boy, my little feet was sticking off the edge of that pew and I thought, boy, if I just looked down there, I could see right into hell. Seemed like them fires was coming up between them pews. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, that's an awful place. Sitting there beside Granny, praise the Lord. Well, I thank God for my Granny and you. Mamaws and Papaws, praise God, took me to the church of God. Lifted me up, praise God. Told me the truth, praise the Lord, that Jesus Christ loved me and He died for my sin. Glory, hallelujah. When I come to myself about 14, praise the Lord, God saved me by His marvelous grace. And now I don't have to worry about hell, praise God. I've been made fireproof. I don't worry about the darkness no more. I used to be afraid of the dark. I'm not afraid of the dark, praise God, because there's a marvelous light that's been illuminated in my soul. What are you saying, Pastor Jones? I don't have to live in the dark no more. I'm living in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see that God brings it out, and it comes out of the portals of glory, and it's good water. It's good water because it comes from a good source. Amen. Hey, you don't want to drink, or you don't want to get in old filthy water. Dirty water will make you sick. Amen. But good, clean water, praise God, it's pure. Praise God, it'll hydrate you. Amen. We're about 2/3 water. Amen. In other words, if they take and suck all the juice out of you, they ain't much left.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we got to stay hydrated. That's why, Brother Jeff, when it's hot like this, we got to drink a whole lot. Amen. And then we sweat like a bunch of old hogs. Amen. Oh, me. But that's what we do. But praise God, when that good water's in us, praise God, and it's from the portals of glory, praise God, it's pure water, and it satisfies your soul, and we know it does. We know it's good because He said it's coming out of the right side. It's coming out of the right place. It's coming from the portals of glory. It's coming from God Almighty down to usward, and that's those living waters, praise God, that God Almighty gives us. He goes on, Ezekiel 47, he says this in verse 9. He said, it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. That was dead, He said, it'll come to life. That was full of sin, I pray God will be made sinless. That's been dirty and vile, it'll be made clean. Because those pure waters alive flow, praise God, down. And they'll flow through you. And they'll wash you and make you clean. Praise God, in the blood of the Lamb. And the Word of God will saturate your heart. And the sanctifying power of God will set you aside. And you'll live in that river, praise God, of glory all the days of your life. That marvelous river. Amen. That God gives us. Praise God. That's a river of grace. Amen. That God gives that flows down to us. In Ephesians chapter 2 and 8, it says, For by grace are you saved through faith. And it not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of words, lest any man should boast. He said, there's a river of grace that God sends. Glory, hallelujah. It's not just any river, but it's God's river. And it's flowing with grace. Praise His holy name. And He said, there's a measure of faith that God gives us. As we can take the grace of God and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and the good God of heaven that He loves us. I won't say this morning, that Jesus loves you and Jesus loves me. He loves us, praise God. And He don't love you a bit more than He does me. And He don't love me a bit more than He does you. He loves us all equal. He loves us all the same. Don't let the devil tell you that you're no account, no good. Amen. Because he's just a liar in the eyes of God. Every one of us, praise God, is those that can be saved and born again. Praise God, redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, whosoever will, if you come unto me, I'll save them by my marvelous grace. Grace, praise God, will set you free if we'll trust in the Lord. That river of grace is flowing down to us, praise God. Amen. Not only does God give us a river of grace, but He gives us a river of love. The love that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. Listen, young uns, boys and girls, mamas and daddies, papas and grannies, praise God, if you want to live forever, praise God, you got to live under the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to ask Him into your heart. And Jesus said, you'll never die, praise God, but you'll live, and you'll live, and you'll live. And He said, one day you'll live with Me. Ain't you glad you have a hope? And the hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that river of grace, because that river of love. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 5 and 8, said, but God commendeth His love toward us. Amen. In other words, He said He pushed it in our direction. Praise God, we didn't deserve it. I don't deserve the love of God. I don't deserve the power of God. I don't deserve the hand of God. But said that God loved me, that He commended His love unto me. Toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died. For who? Us. Amen? Who's us? Amen? Every one of us. While we were yet sinners. Amen. Jesus died for our sins. That's love. That's that river, praise God, is flowing. That river full of grace. That river flowing through, flowing full of love. And it was flowing, it was commended unto us, toward us. Praise God. That sinners might be saved. Praise the Lord. So we have a river of grace. And we have a river of love. But there's also that river of mercy. In that river's mercy, praise God. Ephesians 2 and 4, the Bible says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. Why did He do it? Because He loved us. Amen. Me and you. I don't know how God could love somebody like me. I'll just be honest with you, just between me and you, a lot of times I don't even like me. Amen? Oh, me. A lot of times I don't even like myself. But the Bible said that God loved me. Commend His love to me, praise God. God showed mercy to me. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. He loved us, praise God, because in that river, praise God, not only grace and not only love, but there was mercy. You say, what are you saying, Pastor? I said, God knows who we are. He knows how we are. You realize that God's all knowing. He knew how you would be before you was born. Amen. He knew that we would be, that you would be, that I would be a rebellious people. Hello? You're getting quiet on me now. Amen. Must be plowing in your tater row. Amen. We are rebellious people. We rebel against everything. In the world, they may be so I've ever seen, they rebel against everything. And especially if they think it's right. Yeah. And I tell you, we better not rebel against God. We better just trust the Lord because His mercy endures forever. Praise God. He gives us mercy. The Bible says First Timothy 1. He said that our hope is in the Lord. He said not only do we have a river of grace and love and mercy, but said we have a river of hope. That river of hope, praise God, it'll take you places. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can get in our little kayak on that, praise God, and we can go down. But we better be careful. We better not get out on our own and say, okay, God, I got this. Just let me go, Lord. He's got us on. He's leading us. He's guiding us on that river. Got us tethered up, praise God, so we don't go in the wrong direction. Don't go over the waterfall. Amen. Praise God. I want God to help me everywhere I go and everything I do. I don't want to try to do anything by myself. Because self messes me up more than anybody. You know who gives us the most problems? The person that we look at in the mirror every day. They give us a fit. Amen. We pack it off on this person, that person, mom or daddy or somebody we work with. Praise God. God ought to reveal to you, praise God, that you are your big problem. You cause yourself more anguish than anyone else. But God says, praise God, that the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He is our hope. That the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. He's our hope. Without Him, we don't have hope. What does that make you? It makes you hopeless. Amen. That's what's wrong with the world. That's why they're in such a mess. In such a fix, because there's not hope in the world. And without hope, we get in anguish. Without hope, we get in despair because there's no hope for the future. Amen. You don't have hope, praise God, you don't have much. And if you got a heart and a family, praise God, you got to start out, you got to have hope. And our hope has to be in the Lord. We can't do nothing without Him. He said so. Jesus tells in His Word, He said, you can do nothing. Pretty plain language, Brother Jeff. He said, you can do nothing without me. I come to myself like a prodigal one day, Brother Bobby, and I realized, you know what? He's right. I've tried to do this, tried to do that, tried to be good, tried to be right, praise God, and I can't do it. But praise God, with Jesus' help, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I don't have the power in myself, but praise God, my Savior's got all power in heaven and earth, and He comes down to me in the Spirit of God through an indwelling presence, and He points me this way and that way, and He guides me on the straight path, and when I start to wander away, He says, hold on a minute, check up, young man. He throws up a stop sign in front of me. Glory, hallelujah, and I pry the brakes, glory to God, and I say, okay, Lord, what do you have me to do? You know, it's really better to do that before you go down the wrong road. Amen. When you're getting ready to take the trip, let me just talk to you fellas for a minute. When you're getting ready to take a trip, it's good before you set out to figure out your destination. Now, I know how we are. We'll tell her why. She said, well, you know where we're going. I got this. That was your first mistake when you said I. Amen? Because we ain't got nothing. Now, I know how men are. I know how we think. We're never lost as long as we got gas in the tank. Because we can ride around and around till we figure it out. Amen? But it's a whole, and in the day and the hour we live, praise God, it's a whole lot better to figure out where you're going. Amen. And get the closest distance, praise God, because gas is expensive. Amen. I want to say there's a lot of expense, praise God, in doing this thing by yourself. But when you seek the Lord Jesus Christ, He knows who you are. He knows where you need to be. And praise God, He'll take you the closest, the shortest, the best way, praise God. It'll be a straight path. Man, one that leads to righteousness. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Righteousness. That's being right with God, not right with the world. Hello? You young people, listen. You don't have to be right with the world. We need to be separate from the world. We need to be a peculiar people. You need to stand out. We need to be different. Don't be afraid to be different. Don't be afraid to take a stand, praise God, for the glory of the Lord. Amen. Stand up, praise God. Say, you know what? That's not right, and I ain't going to do it. I don't even want to hear it. Amen. Praise God. I know in our schools today, they're teaching a bunch of crazy stuff. Amen. I know you got to hear it. You got to put down something on paper to pass a test. But don't let the people indoctrinate you on the wrong path. Don't let them point you to this old evolution, everything else. When they start saying, this happened, that happened, bang, and there we were. You just sort of jump up and say, glory to God. Teacher, I'm with you. Jesus Christ, God Almighty Himself, Jesus Christ, who made everything. He said, let it be, and bang, there it was. Amen. You say, preacher, I'll get expelled. They can't expel you, praise God. We still live in America. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tell them, I'm just participating. You get grades for class participation. Used to. Amen. Don't be afraid, praise God, to stand upon the truth, because the Bible said the truth will make you free. You won't get bogged down in all that. Praise the Lord. I'm just running all kind of rabbits this morning. But that's all right, praise God. God Almighty, He said, if we're lingering in the shadows, praise God, we'll never truly get in. Man, but God said, God made a way. And He's offered us a river of life through His grace, His love, and His mercy, and through hope. And in hope, praise God, along with hope, praise God, comes that eternal life. Look at Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I want to tell you, God Almighty has made us a promise, and God has never broken a promise. He's never failed to keep His promise. And He promised us too. He said, to God's elect, to those that are born again, trust in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, the hope of eternal life. What does that mean? I'm never going to die. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you don't know what, praise God. Hey, I'm not. Because God made me a promise. One of these days, I'm just going to be transferred from here to yonder. Amen. We'll breathe out our life's breath here and take the next one in glory. Amen. Praise God. It pays to be a child of God, don't it? Amen. Praise His holy name. Amen. He said, we do it because we're looking for, He said, a blessing hope. Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, verse 13, he said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing. What is that blessed hope? The glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity. That's sinfulness. He said, you don't have to live in sin, they pray, because Jesus died for sin. And we put our trust in Him, praise God, through the Holy Spirit, we get out of sin. Out of sin, praise God. In sin, out of sin, praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Pretty simple. A little child can understand. He said, and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of what? Good works. What are good works? That's doing what we do that's pleasing to God. Amen. That we do that's pleasing to God. He get glory out of it. And he says, praise God, that we have that blessed hope of the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, well, what are you saying? I'm saying, they say, hey, praise God, there's no use to linger in the shallows, praise God. It's time to just dive in. To get in, praise the Lord. God's making it available if we just get in. So not only do we have the mercy and the hope, but praise God, we have the peace that comes from God. The peace of God that passes understanding. Philippians chapter number 4. The Bible says this in verse number 7. He said, the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ. Amen. Where your heart and your mind is, the body... Hey, listen to me. Look up here a second. Where your heart and your mind is, your body will follow. Hello? We need to concentrate on where our heart and our mind is. See, the world, we're living in a world, praise God, that's constantly trying to get our attention, aren't we? We got our cell phones, and we got TVs, and we got a Hollywood that's telling us this and telling us that and telling us this is the way things ought to be. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that's telling us how things have to be. And He said that grace and peace comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, the peace of God past all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Praise God. He said that, he goes on and says this, the first thing he said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. He says, praise God. He said, there's some things that we should be thinking on. Praise God. He said, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. He said, if you'll just ponder the things of God, and if you'll just keep looking to God, and when the distractions come in this world, they'll come. A family will try to drag you away. Schools will try to drag you away. People in this world will try to drag you away and remove your attention. But praise God, we got to come back to focusing on God Almighty and truth and faith in Him. Praise God. And He makes us free and He gives us peace. Peace. Anxiety all over this world. Talked to a person yesterday. Said, well, yeah, it's just so much anxiety. So much anxiety. And said, it's just hard to deal with. Amen. Let me tell you where anger. Let me just share this with you. You know where a lot of our anxiety comes from? You know where a lot of our depression, so-called, comes from? And I know there is those things. But the most of the time, those things come from Holy Ghost conviction. Amen? From Holy Ghost conviction. God convicting us of our sins. God trying to love on us. God trying to get close. And us just pushing Him away and pushing Him away and pushing Him away. When you're feeling anxious, right? I mean, when you're feeling anxiety, when you're feeling depressed, praise God, just call upon the Lord. Just pull up into His presence, praise God. Don't linger in the shallows no more. Praise God, just jump in out into the swimming waters, glory, hallelujah. And ask God Almighty just to help you. Trust in Him, praise God, to preserve you alive. Bad. Conviction's a depressing thing. Hello? Amen. Conviction can be a depressing thing. But praise God, when you get on God's side, when you get on the Lord's side, when you're not running anymore, when you're not standing around in a little pool at the edge. You know, I believe a whole lot of Christians, listen to me, I'm done. I believe a lot of Christians today are playing in the kiddie pool. Amen. The Spirit of God, the river of life is flowing, praise God. And the Lord tells us here, He tells Ezekiel, He said, glory, hallelujah. He said, let me just show you what I got for you. Glory, hallelujah. Well, God Almighty and the Spirit of God, it's real. It's powerful. Praise God, it's moving. He said, He wades out a little ways. And He said, praise God. Boy, that's just wonderful. And He said, well, He takes him out a little bit farther. And glory, hallelujah. It's a getting better. Amen. Hey, it's exciting. You get out into a raging river, and you not knowing what to expect, but you know, praise God, that everything's going to be all right. It's like getting out there in that raging current, praise God, and you got a life vest on. Amen. And you're treading real lightly. Not you just any minute your feet could be swept out from under you. Amen. That's what the devil like to do, take our feet out from under us. But praise God, when you got the life vest on. Amen. Glory, you could just march out there just with boldness and the Holy Spirit, praise God, expecting to God Almighty will take care of you. Praise the Lord. So we march out there and a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper and get out there to the loins. And then he said, praise God. He said, get out of that kiddie pool in the Spirit of God and just get out there, those swimming waters. Just get out there where the whole church is just a swimming around, having a good time in the Lord, waving up the glory and said, thank you, Lord, for the power of the waters to save and the powers of the water, praise God, to take and lift up our souls and encourage us and carry us along. Amen. For the glory of God. And what a blessing it is to be one of those children, praise the Lord, that see that power. Amen. You get to see it. So we've got to quit lingering around in the shallows. Church, it's time to get in. Amen. It's time to get in. We're enjoying the good depths of God. The depths of the Spirit of God to where He takes us. Amen. Getting out of the shallows if we just linger in the shallows. It's okay. It's okay for little kids. We can encourage them to stay in the shallow end, don't we? Amen. But isn't it wonderful when they start venturing out a little further? And the next thing you know, let's go, Miss Jean, they're jumping off the diving board. And you say, where'd that come from? Glory, hallelujah. Because I see mom and daddy, I see mama and papa praying, ventured out just a little further out into the good things of God, and God Almighty getting a hold of your heart, and them little young praise God, I won't be out there where papa is. Amen. They're watching us. Mama's daddy's mama, they're watching us. Amen. They get them out in swimming waters. Amen. Lingering in the shadows lead to a shallow life. Amen. A shallow life. Lingering in the water, lingering in the edge, saying that keeper prayer, it's a shallow love that we have for God. But praise God, we need to have an expansive love, praise the Lord. God said, I've got the waters, praise God, and said it's high, everything good. Said the waters is fine, come on in. Praise God, what you do is you just kick out like a little kid. Amen, you just dive in. It's amazing to me, little old kids, that they trust in faith. I remember when Mia was little, one time she was standing on the porch, and I said, jump, honey. And she looked about two or three times and said, jump, Papa, I'll catch you. And she bailed off there, buddy. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what we need to do. Praise our Heavenly Father loves us. Praise God. He made a liver of life, and it's time just to jump in. It's time to get in. Praise God. Don't linger in the shallows. Just go ahead and get in. And let God Almighty begin to just satisfy your soul. You'll find over in them swimming waters, praise God, just exactly what you need. There'll be encouragement. There'll be the peace, the joy, the happiness, the grace, the mercy, the love. Above all love. Until God Almighty, praise God, He begins to touching our hearts. You get out there. You say, preacher, I'm just afraid. We all are. But through faith, praise God, we just step out. Climb out of that little kiddie tub, amen, and just begin to venture out into the good waters of God. Grace and mercy and His love, praise the Lord. Get out there, praise God, to them swimming waters. Amen, glory, hallelujah. And God's afloating you along, bobbing. I don't float. See, if I get out in big waters, I got to trust the Lord. Because if I quit moving, I'm just like I don't know what. I can, as long as I keep moving, I can stay afloat. But if I quit kicking my arms and legs, I just go up like that, and I believe I'd go plumb to the bottom. I ain't ever tried it. Amen. Because when I start to sink, I go to frailing. Amen. But glory, hallelujah. God Almighty give peace and hope and joy that's out of this world. And when we're enjoying the depths of the Spirit of God, as God begins to enjoy us. As when you realize how it blesses God when you just put your faith and trust in Him and just begin to enjoy the abundance of His love to us, His grace, His mercy, His love, all that He has to bestow upon us, and we just begin to enjoy it. It's a good, clear, clean, living waters that flows through our hearts. Gives us the help we need. Amen. Praise His holy name.